Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish desperately they could go, but cannot. The L.A. Animation Festival, I'll be there, along with Darren Norris, who was the voice of Spotswood, both of us among many performers in the film Team America, and of course the primary performers, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Darren and I are going to be there as part of a question and answer before a screening of Team America at 11:30 at the Los Angeles Animation Festival at the Regency Showcase on La Brea, or the Regent Showcase on La Brea. If you can join us, that'll be a lot of fun. And other announcements to make to you. With us is Bobby and Steve Dooley this evening from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We began our discussion this evening referencing the New Jersey webcam spying trial. This is where a roommate spied on another roommate at Rutgers University in an act of voyeuristic frat boy insensitivity that led to the suicide of his roommate. Because the young man was caught on tape or on video in an intimate relationship with another man, a partner. We're talking with Ms. Dooley tonight about the security cameras at Western Estates, which have drawn some attention. One resident complaining that the security cameras caught her in her bedroom with a partner. And Ms. Dooley has not really denied this, saying that this is a security question, that this woman had raised some security concerns, and your defense here, Bobby, is that this is only these are images that only you have seen.
That is absolutely the truth, Phil. And I think that what has happened here in this conversation is an attempt to turn what is the legitimate security concerns of a gated community into something that is specious, that is pornographic.
Well, you've also made a couple of comments here that this woman was on security alert, as you call it, because of the fact that she lives on spousal support, because of the fact that she dresses in a very provocative way, because she has suspicious friends who wear tattoos and have motorcycles. So all of this put together sounds almost prejudice on your part. That's what I think a lot of people are responding to.
And I think you feel it's prejudice, because what's happened here over the last hour is you have gone from being a journalist to a bigot.
That's absolutely right, Mr. Hendry.
No, that is not correct.
To a bigot, excuse me, yes it is, to someone who has prejudged me. I have, and I know many, many women listening to me right now, who have far more self-respect than to live on money that a man has to mail to you in an envelope once a month, so you can buy food to live on. I just don't know what that's about.
That part is suspicious to us.
Hold on for a minute. You realize that it is within the laws of the states of the United States of America, the individual statutes therein, that a woman who's been married can apply, or a man for that matter, can apply for spousal support and get it as the result of them being a spouse and not gainfully employed for all of those years.
You know what? So you can call it anything you want. I understand that there are women who need some help. And I can certainly understand if that help is needed for a period of months. But to go on for years and years getting spousal support.
That's what we found suspicious about that. And also the breast enhancement, too.
And Mr. Dooley, that's the other thing about you. You were talking about breast enhancement and the fact that the woman's had breast enhancement.
That's correct. And you're trying to make that into a some sort of an indication that my husband has something else on his mind. This is so typical of people that are not familiar with law enforcement.
And that's another thing, Ms. Dooley. This isn't law enforcement.
With law enforcement.
But it's not law enforcement. You're not cops.
With law enforcement, if I can finish, and security and all of that. This woman was in her bedroom engaged in a sexual pairing that I can assure you, has nothing to do with lovemaking whatsoever.
That's what I was assured of, too. Unfortunately, I had to see that.
Well, okay, so now there's two images, Mr. Dooley, that you've seen that you said you would never see because you're only your wife and only the security people.
I had to show it to Steve because of his status on our board. And it was not the live video feed, it was an image. And I can assure you, and Steve, you saw it.
It got nothing to do with lovemaking at all.
This was unnatural.
So now what we have you doing...
Excuse me, it was unnatural and further eroded this woman's credibility in the eyes of not only myself, but by proxy, the board that is the Homeowners Association governing board through my husband's deed. Now that's the honest truth. And everything else is pornographic, is lascivious, and I think really says more about the people making these charges than myself.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I appreciate that, but you still haven't explained the comment about a woman living on spousal support being a security risk.
I think I have. What's to explain?
Boy, don't you get it? She's not working, so now she's got free time, and you got to be able to get that.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
So in other words, a woman that doesn't work is a security risk at a gated community.
No, it is not that simple. But what it takes, I think, is some aptitude for the security business that we're in. That Steve, myself, Ignacio, and others charged with the security Western states. These images are, this is nothing I want to do, Phil, believe me. I'm looking at a video feed of a woman engaged in...
I'm not going to ask you.
No, but you're dying to, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm only dying to from the standpoint of what the hell possible thing could someone do in their bedroom that would represent a security risk.
It speaks to the quality of the character of the person.
It speaks to what kind of person they are.
It speaks to what kind of person they are. All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley here. What are the limits that should be put on homeowners associations, on the homeowners association presidents and board members when it comes to the privacy of people, and at the same time trying to secure the safety of people there?
I feel, can I just say something?
Go ahead.
I'd like to say to everyone listening, that's one side of it. The other side of it is, what rights do we have as Homeowners Association board members to ensure that individuals are not engaged in what can only be described as very weird, weird behavior in a bedroom? And as well, what are our rights in reviewing video feeds, even if the camera is... I don't care if the camera's pointed at their bathroom. What are our rights in reviewing either bathroom or bedroom footage to ensure the security of all concerned?
Okay, fair enough. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to a phone call here. I've got Ryden on the line. Ryden, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thank you, Phil. And I have a question for you, Mrs. Dooley. And that is,
yeah.
You angle the cameras to watch this woman doing what she does, what she's been doing in the bedroom. You don't find that the least bit voyeuristic in some way? Like, what was your need to find out this information?
First of all, we were looking for any window that would give us some idea as to what the behavior was in the home. I did not know. At the time that camera had been repositioned, that it was into a bedroom. That's when I told the staff to leave the office, that I would review the video feed.
All right. So you weren't like intentionally looking to find to catch this woman doing anything. You were.
No.
I
suspected she was engaged in. Because of the kind of woman that she was, you have to understand she's got two sons that have been discipline problems at the middle school. She's had at least two or three breast enhancements.
What does that mean? What relevance does that have to anything that she has breast enhancements?
The relevance is that she is on spousal support. She She's spending money on having, you know, you're a man, I'll speak the language of men. She spent this money on having her boobs made bigger. Why? Why is that? What is she doing?
Well, she just wants that.
You tell me.
They can do what they want with their bodies.
What difference does it make? How is that a security risk to your community?
Because, Mr. Henry, the woman is trying to attract men, and the men she attracts, she got a man from prison.
Well, if she's attracting men who are prison inmates, first of all, that doesn't scare you? It scares me.
Not frankly, no, not really, because how do you know that they're prison inmates?
If I see a man with a lot of... You know what prison ugly is?
Oh, will we stop with prison ugly? Are you talking about tattoos?
A very specific kind of prison ugly is a tattoo. And if she's got these men hanging around, and they're engaged... Why are you saying uh-huh?
I'm listening. Keep going. I'm listening to what you have to say. Prison ugly, go on.
Yeah, he's mocking me, Phil. Hang up on him.
No, I want you to keep going.
Yes, you are. You're mocking
you.
Me. Hang up on him. Hang up
I'm
on him.
I'm listening to you. Don't
hang up
don't
on
me.
Oh, quit squealing like oh, don't squeal
I,
like
I,
a girl, please. I hate
what
that.
Do you have to say?
I hate when men do that when they go. I hate it.
What? It's fine. When
are you going to talk?
That?
No, I'm not going to talk.
All right. Thank you for your call, though, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll have to take a break here. Phil Henry Show, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about their gated community, their security protocol, and why that happens to include investigating women that live on spousal support, have had their breasts enhanced more than once, wear kind of loose clothing, and associate with guys who have some suspicious prison tattoos. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association as we continue discussing the rights of a homeowners association as opposed to a homeowner, given the webcam spying trial that's going on and the web security, the concept of securing either a homeowners association or a home or a business with a webcam where it may invade people's privacy. You, Ms. Dooley, are arguing that the security camera at your homeowners association did not violate anyone's privacy when it was trained on and indeed focused on and zoomed into a woman's bedroom while she was engaged therein with a man, that this was a part of the normal security procedures at your homeowners association, correct?
Well, Phil, a reminder that you're not interrogating someone in a trial and you're not a lawyer. And I'm not being deposed.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to be clear for my audience.
No, I understand. But you were talking as if you were some kind of a legal mind, and I wanted to remind you that I won't be spoken to that way. What I am saying is that, yes, we were well within our rights to take note of the numbers of breast enhancements, the types of men that are getting off of motorcycles and strutting into her house, obviously trying to draw the attention of other single women, the breast enhancements that are obscene, and finally the kind of sex that she was engaged in, which can only be described as vile, unsanitary, despicable, and almost, in a way of speaking, not even patriotic, given the security concerns.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm going to go to a phone call here. On the line, we have Art from Santa Monica. Go ahead, Art. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I appreciate your program. The lady was talking here about people who are paying child support, men who are paying child support. I pay a child.
No, I wasn't talking about child support.
She's talking about spousal support.
Spousal support.
Oh, all right, spousal support. I pay spousal support to an ex-wife. I pay spousal support to my ex. And while I resent it and don't want to do it, I do it because I feel it's the legal thing and the right thing to do.
But you do resent it.
I resent it only because the woman I was married to she cheated on me and made a mockery out of our marriage. But I'll pay her spousal support because I'm a man, and I will stand up like a man to the bitter end.
Well, I just don't understand why you don't have to. Why I think you should pay spousal support, because I don't think any man that mistreats a woman to the point where she has to go out and find it someplace else, I don't think that man deserves much sympathy. But were you a man who did everything you could, kept her satisfied in bed and so forth, then I would say you shouldn't. But you're a man that she cheated on, so obviously you were not giving her what she needed, correct?
I guess not.
Then I think you need to pay spousal support while she goes out and finds a real man to satisfy her and needs money to live on.
Well, I mean, the fact that I pay her spousal support even though I wasn't any good in bed, doesn't that count for something?
No, it does, Steve.
No, it really doesn't.
That's about the most callous attitude I've ever heard in my life.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. That's about the most callous thing I've ever heard in my life. And you, sir, are doing the right thing because it's legal, and it doesn't make any difference whether your wife felt you were an adequate lover or not, or whether you were a great lover. It's got nothing to do with it. And you don't have to do it because it makes you feel like a man. You do it because it's the legal and it is the committed and contracted thing to do. You've signed a paper with the state. The state tells you you must, and you do.
Well, I mean, that's really primarily why I do it.
Yes, but in that instance, I have to say, Phil, I support the woman taking child support. Otherwise, I don't.
Otherwise, you're against women taking child support.
I think it's very weak, and it represents very, very, very suspicious behavior. Yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to a phone call. We have Donnie on the line. Go ahead, Donnie. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Yes, sir.
What makes you think you have the legal right to look in somebody's bedroom to begin with? You are
for
an
security.
Atrocious woman.
For security reasons.
Security. That's why we have law enforcement, lady. That's why we have law enforcement. You
this
have
is
no
a gated
legal
community.
Right. Don't interrupt me. I've listened to you so many times on this show, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you are the reason why, say,
mm-hmm.
like, community watch people get shot. Do you understand me?
I beg. Oh, are you
because
threatening
you
me?
Are nosy,
because I can assure you.
Oh, whoa. I
can assure you, a little midget like you isn't going
to
threaten me.
Permission to run your mouth? No, I didn't. Now, you listen to me.
I won't be told what to do by a midget.
A midget? Lady,
yeah.
I come from the South, and people like you get shot damn near every day. And you know what? There's places
yeah.
in the South
well,
that nobody would ever
still
find.
Got, you still
you
have midgets
no
in the South.
Right. You have no legal right to determine who somebody sleeps with, how big their breasts are, or what they do inside the walls of their own home.
I don't think you understand how law works in the North. In the North. Sir, we have Northern laws, not Southern.
What do you mean Northern laws?
I will not be spoken to by a midget. I will not tell a midget anything.
Will you stop with the midget thing, please?
Well,
do you make her house payment?
I refuse to answer that question.
Why do you refuse to answer that?
Answer that
because
question.
Because I want respect from him first. He's going to have to respect me. And it better happen fast. Yeah.
You've got to earn respect to get respect, lady.
All right. I'll earn your respect. Number one, I know where you can get great lifts for your shoes. Number two.
Okay, you know, you want to be a smart-ass, Ms. Dooley. We're asking serious questions. You, in my opinion, and I'm sure this gentleman agrees, you're in some serious trouble in terms of violating the law, in terms of violating the Bill of Rights. Okay? Hang on the line there, Donnie. We're not done with you, okay? Make sure your radio's turned down. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I will not be spoken to by a midget that way.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the show here. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about, it's really started as a discussion of a New Jersey story, a webcam spying trial, a tragic story where a webcam discovered by a roommate led to his suicide when he realized that his roommate was basically had this camera program so that everybody in the community could see it. And I, you know, Ms. Dooley, I'm not saying that that's what's happening at your community, but what I am saying is you do have a camera there, the existence of which and what it does in dispute.
Well, I do not appreciate tying what's going on in our community to the New Jersey story. That is a tragedy having to do with a homosexual liaison of some kind where a young man committed suicide. And I think it is the worst kind of ambush journalism and the worst kind of tabloid journalism, Mr. Hendry, for you to even come close to tying what we're doing to that.
Well, you've got a camera that has, you've got images of a woman in bed with a man having sex that you think you have every right in the world to because it's a security issue.
I want to answer that, Mr. Hendry. You've made an issue of my wife.
Hold on, Steve.
You made an issue with my wife about when I mentioned the breast enhancement. Two times that woman had the boob done, and I've told you and told you and told you.
And but, sir, I don't know why you... That's of security. If a woman has breast enhancement, there's a million different things you can talk about. There's a million different ways you can discuss it. Is it a health risk? Why is she doing that in terms of her own personal psychology? Does she like it? Is she doing it for men? Is she doing it for herself? But what it has to do with security... And you brought up a post-9/11 world.
Absolutely, Phil. And we will continue to invoke our rights as Americans to protect our community, even if that means that I've got to take a security camera and train it on a woman's toilet. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
No, I don't doubt that that's exactly what you do. All right, let's get back here to Donnie. We had him hanging on the line. Go ahead, Donnie.
That's what makes you a criminal.
I beg your pardon? There is... Nothing
yes,
criminal in
criminal.
What we're doing. Nothing criminal in what we're doing.
How can you say that? You are invading somebody's privacy in their own home. You don't pay
we
that mortgage.
Security
you don't
concerns.
Pay the mortgage.
We have security concerns.
You need to be brought, then you need to contact the law enforcement. You are not a cop. You need to be arrested. You need to be prosecuted.
This is not an arrest. We are talking about security now. We're not talking about going and arresting someone.
That's not your job.
You have every right. If I think that you, Donnie, if that's your name, is that your name really, Donnie?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a little childish. Donnie. Don't they call you Don or Donald?
Okay, can we get to what we're talking about, please?
Well, what we're talking about, Phil, is making sure our community is safe. I'm sure Donnie here would have no problem with me putting a camera on someone's toilet if that person is making a bomb that they planned on putting in Donnie's house. Then I think he'd give me a medal. Wouldn't you, Donnie?
Absolutely not.
If I say,
if you had that suspicion, you should notify the proper
the police.
Law enforcement.
Exactly, the police, who would handle it much, much better than you, Bobby, with your security camera.
If I see someone making a bomb sitting on a toilet, making a bomb intended for Donnie's house. Do you want me to wait for the police to arrive, Donnie, or do you want me to act, you know, preemptively?
What are you going
to
do?
Maybe I don't want you to do anything. It's none
of your
business.
Then I'll let your home get blown up.
See,
that's what you want.
Way out of concept.
You want it all blown. You want to get your house all blown up. That's your business, sir, not mine.
Well, you're making everything your business other than the fact that Donnie's house gets blown up. Now it's none of your business. That's great. Anyway, Donnie, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to another phone call here. On the line, we have Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with the Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I'm just really kind of taken aback here.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is a total invasion
mm-hmm.
of privacy. You
mm-hmm.
have no right whatsoever to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime
mm-hmm.
anybody disagrees with you,
mm-hmm.
you have to insult mm-hmm. them somehow.
No,
and it is very apparent that you don't even listen
mm-hmm.
properly to people, because as they talk, you are constantly
mm-hmm.
saying, because you're constantly thinking about what you're going to say next. What you have to understand is you have no right
huh?
to do that. You're not Jesus
huh?
Christ. You have no right to judge. And you're buying into all
mm-hmm.
the fear-mongering. And what you have to understand is if you buy into all of this, that everybody has the right to spy on everybody else and all that, this is not the America that used to be. We are taking away everybody's rights, and you're buying into it, and you're perpetrating it.
Are you telling me that I'm supposed to live next door to a woman that's doing that with a man in a bedroom? Is that what you're telling me?
If you don't like it, then who the heck are you to judge what somebody else is doing? If you don't like it, then you need to move. And
you want somebody next door to you doing? You want a woman? You want a man doing that to a woman next door to you?
What are you people to? I got to ask a question here, Joe.
Wait, one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, when people are
mm-hmm.
so excited about this kind of stuff, it's either
mm-hmm.
A, because they're unhappy and jealous, or B, they can't face their own facts that they are a lot like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Maybe you understand what you're saying, because maybe you're like that, but I'm not. I can assure you, I don't let a man do that with me.
Well, you know something, Bobby? This is getting to be very bizarre. We don't know what you're talking about. I have no... Unless the man is raping her or doing something to her against her wishes, this has really got nothing to do with anything.
Not a post-9/11.
You keep bringing up post-9/11. What is post...
That's the fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no right to pry into somebody else's private home. How would you like it if somebody else sat there and put a camera in your bedroom or your bathroom?
Excuse me, but I don't do anything in my bedroom or my bathroom to warrant having a camera put in there.
You know what? Who are you to decide what is right and what is wrong? You're not Jesus Christ or God. You're not the one that should be sitting there in judgment of everybody else.
All right, I'm going to tell you then. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to feel very stupid. And
no, I do not want to know, because we could be violating that woman's... I don't want this program to get sued.
Mr. Hendry, you are indemnified. And I'm just going to tell you...
You tell me I'm indemnified by who? You indemnifying me?
What I wanted to say was what the woman was doing sexually.
I do not want that on my airwaves. Because
but what business is it of yours? I just don't comprehend who you think you are.
Can I ask you a question then? This is a general question, Joe.
Okay.
Are you really seriously telling me that you're going to take a rubber sheet and put it across a man's stomach and then you know what all over it?
Oh, for God's sake. What has that got to do with national security?
I asked Joe a question.
What's that got to do with you putting a camera in someone's bedroom and looking at that?
Yeah, I don't want to answer it, do you, Joe?
Look,
I wouldn't answer it, Joe.
The point.
And I don't mean number one either.
If you bring that up one.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Are you kidding?
My point is, how does somebody else's sexual practices affect you? You're probably against homosexuals, too.
I mean,
oh my God, are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I can tell that you're judgmental and you don't accept anybody different than you.
You're going to let him. So you're going to go number two.
All right, I don't want to hear any more about that. Do you understand me, Ms. Dooley?
I was just. See, she's laughing. She thinks it's really funny because.
I'm laughing.
That's the kind of.
I'm laughing because you assume because I'm against what you're doing that I automatically do something like that those people do.
Well, you sound very enthusiastic. You sound very enthusiastic. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. I'm saying you're very narrow-minded.
Yeah.
And if people do anything that is out of the ordinary from what you see in your little narrow vision, then there's something wrong with them. And then you think you have the right to sit there and judge everything else that everybody does. And it's despicable.
We live in a post-9/11 age, and we don't know what that means. If there's a woman living next door to me or in my community,
and again,
who gets her...
You keep bringing up this post-9/11. I can just see you biting your nails, living in such fear. Get over it. Post-9/11.
Get over what? Get over what? The 3,000 people...
3,000 people weren't killed by somebody doing what you said they did on a guy's stomach. That's for sure.
How do you know?
How do I know? God, I can't believe it. I'm actually laughing. Unbelievable. Joe, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. 877-876-7445.
What did you find so funny there, Phil?
I don't know. I think it was that I was actually laughing about 9/11. That was in and of itself funny because your husband said something so absurd.
Wait, what did I say, Mr. Henry? Go ahead, share with the audience.
Well, I'd be very happy to, sir. When I said, do you think it is the national security that someone does that on someone? Do you think people died at 9/11 because somebody did something like that on someone's stomach?
No, you butchered it up.
Yeah, you butchered it.
What do you mean I butchered it?
Well, you didn't say it right. You said it gooder the last time.
I said it gooder? Put her on hold, will you, before I flip. You said it gooder the last time. What was that? I laughed because I said... people didn't die on 9/11 because someone did that on someone's stomach. And then her husband said, how do you know? That's what made me laugh. I don't know about what anybody else is saying. By the way, those of you watching Phil TV in HD tonight on our website, philhenryshow.com, there's something wrong with my mustache. It must be just one of the whiskers, but I notice on camera there's one blonde whisker in the middle of all of this red. I don't get it. It's bothering me. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. 877-876-PHIL. Our news and information hour coming up in the next hour. And just a couple of things to talk to you guys about concerning the Phil Hendry Show. Some stuff, some cute new things that we've got on the website and what we're going to be doing this weekend, which is the LA Animation Festival. No, it's no big, you know, huge, marvelous, earth-shaking announcement. We just want to bring you guys up to speed on some of that. And we'll take a look as well at what's happening in the world. Some pretty freaky stuff, as usual. 877-876-7445. We're going to go to some phone calls. Bobby and Steve Dooley in the last segment here on the rights of a homeowners association and whether they do have the right to train a security camera on your bedroom or your bathroom. Here is Michael. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I got a question for the Dooleys. Where the last thing she made it by this woman's...
Mm-hmm.
In the bedroom, what if the kids at school get ridiculed because of what you have said over air to the nation? They get ridiculed and they decide to do something harmful to themselves. Would that make you feel bad?
Well, I don't know. My sons, I think, are going to do what they're told. And they know that their mother is in a very highly sensitive area of securing the perimeter of our homeowners association. So these boys that I have, and by the way, Michael, my sons are all, two of them are in high school, one's in middle school, one of them's a rugby player, the other two take martial arts, so we're pretty secure in how those boys can handle themselves.
Yeah, no problem there.
being
from the nary problems. They you don't know what state of mind they are here. They come as
that's right.
They talk about their mama being this whatever you want to call it, and they might go out and do something bad to themselves because of what you had to say over the air.
See, Michael, you're talking about the lady that Ms. Dooley is spying on, aren't you?
Yes, and you
he's not talking about you, Bobby.
He was talking about me.
No, he was not. He's talking about the lady that you're spying on, her two sons.
Oh, that's none of our concern.
I don't want to violate her privacy that way.
Oh, you don't want to violate her privacy that way.
What do you think I'm supposed... If their mother is running out to the plastic surgeon every other month to get a breast enhancement, don't you think someone should be looking into that? One, two, three, four.
Hello, sir? I think we lost our caller. We did lose our caller. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dean on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dean.
Hi. I wanted to ask you...
Yes, sir.
For the lady who's on the board at the...
Hello?
Homer's Association.
Hello?
If
Homer's Association?
Homer.
Whatever you...
Were you talking about Homer?
No,
it's the
I'm
Homeowners
about
Association. The... Yeah, yeah, it's the Homeowners Association. I thought you said Homer.
No.
That was your name? No?
No, this gentleman's
what
name
I really,
is...
What I would like to ask you, ma'am, is
Homer.
What do your CPNRs say about what you
Homer.
Can do to maintain security for your facility?
Mm-hmm. Well, within reason, we're allowed to observe the habits of... individuals that are traversing the area, whether it's inside or outside of their home, in the green area, in what we call our commons.
You're sure your CCNRs allow you to invade inside their home to observe them?
The CCNRs allow me great latitude as the Homeowners Association president because of the post-9/11 environment we live in, to ensure that our homeowners are conducting themselves in ways that would be not only safe, but also bring a good reputation to our community. Now, this is a woman who is divorced.
I think
she lives on spousal support. She's had facelifts, breast enhancements.
That has nothing to do with her
of plastic surgery.
What I'm really getting at is
in her bedroom.
What
and
I'm
the
really
purchase of these rubber sheets that I mentioned, that's
now,
the biggest thing.
Exactly whether the CCNRs allow you to invade her home.
What is that CCNRs you mean?
The CCNRs, the covenants, codes, and regulations.
That's
you're all conversant with it, huh, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I am, because I was in a homeowners association or two in my life.
Well, maybe you can tell this gentleman.
No, I can't because I don't live in your community.
He can tell you what the CCRs and your homeowners association are because they're specific to your homeowners association.
I would need to get those and refresh myself. We do have them.
I really think I have them available.
Ma'am,
from what
I do have them available.
What you're telling me is that this homeowners association has asked everybody that
you said Homer
into that
again.
Homeowners Association is what the man... What don't you get?
He's saying Homer, and I thought that was his name.
This man's name is Dean, and he's talking about a homeowners association.
That's correct.
Well, Dean, I'm simply saying to you, we are well within our rights. I am going to have
I'd really, really like you to read to me the section of the CCNRs that tell me that you are allowed to invade the woman's privacy inside of her home.
That would be
Regulation 4.
I can get it for you right now. I want to keep calling you Homer. I'm sorry, Dean. I can get it for you right now. Here it is.
Great.
Subsection C333355. Homer Association president or any member of the board that has concerns as to the character, behavior, means of employment, treatment of spouses or children or other dependents, and is concerned to at to law enforcement involvement have the right to enter premises, to approach property, and to use whatever means is necessary to survey until law enforcement can be called. So interpreting that even conservatively, interpreting that very even conservatively means that we have the right to put a camera in the toilet if we want to.
Wow.
I understand that. Based on what you said,
can I say something, Dean? I was making that up. I wasn't reading it. I was making it up. And the reason why is because I don't have the CCNRs in front of me. So I had to approximate what they are.
Thank you very much for the fake. I appreciate your fake.
In other words, you made that up.
I had to make it up because I don't.
You were just making that up on the. Unbelievable.
Thank you very much for your time. I don't wish.
What do you people want?
More time with somebody that really won't talk to me straight. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm talking to you straight, sir, but I think you're gay.
That's funny, honey.
Thank you. Did you get it, Phil? I said, I'm talking to you straight, but I think you're gay. Did you, Phil?
I thought it was pretty good you made that up.
Well, I did, because I had to make
Phil
Hello?
Hendry.